This is the new Weight Watchers. It works for members like JoJo, who's learning simple, healthy habits, Sharia, who's making progress with meds, and Kim, who still gets to eat what she loves. For over 60 years, we've helped millions of members find what works for them. Now, it's your turn. Watch your life open up. Watch your story shift. Watch what you're capable of. Watch it work. Get started today at WeightWatchers.com.
The Pat Kenny Show
with Aviva Insurance
on News Talk.
As part of the Pat Kenny Show's periodic focus on crime, we're now going to turn to Cork. A shoplifting gang has been caught by Gardaí following a raid on a home in Cork. €10,000 worth of stolen goods, including shoes, spirits, drills, vacuum cleaners, toothpaste, were recovered. But does Cork have a serious shoplifting problem like Dublin? And do people in Cork feel safe out and about? Henry McKean met people on the streets of Cork and sent us this report.
This was the first year that we felt safe in Cork. There was police every...
There's lots of guards.
Yeah, yeah. That's a good... No, it's been like that all over Christmas.
Five.
It's a good deterrent. It's not going to stop shoplifters. That's a business. I mean, I used to manage a pub over the north side. And come November, the guys would come in and ask you, what do you want from the shops? They'd be doing a list.
So you mean they would shoplift to order?
Yeah, shop to order. Yeah, rob to order.
Rob to order. And for yourself?
TVs, phones.
Really? Electronics?
Yeah, all high top gear. They're a business, really. Like, so you take an order off one guy. Yeah, you want one phone, iPhone, whatever. And then... 2 days later, it comes back with it.
So you were managing a pub and you were overhearing conversations.
Right, very open.
Shoplifting, yeah, robbing to order for Christmas.
Listen, I live in Ballintemple, and on the bus, they're openly doing drug deals. On the bus, like on their face, their phone.
They're doing it on social media.
Oh, yeah, but they're openly doing it, like talking about it. Yeah, yeah, I'll be there in 10 minutes, I'll have the grams here. Like, that part of it I don't like, because there's not really much you can do on the bus. But regarding Cork City, yeah, like I've been in here every year with my kids shopping. And there's been beggars everywhere. And this year, no, wasn't like that at all.
So you feel that the city is actually safer?
Yeah, and cleaner. Much cleaner. I mean, I'm at the bus stop every morning. I work up in Farren Ferris. And every morning, the same guy is out there picking up the rubbish. I mean, what people throw on the ground is just like... They throw cigarette butts next to the cigarette bin. Like,
and I did see a man do that just earlier, and his wife told him off. He just threw his cigarette butt on the ground.
I think the security guards are more integrated with each other and with the police. And with the police being around, okay, most of these ones are all, they're all Templemore training or whatever, so it's fine. But they're there. I think it's a great thing to see. I never thought I'd say that. But yeah, it's great to see the police are on call. And they're friendly.
Oh, I'm in Cockwood since I was born 75 years ago.
75 years ago?
Yeah. I feel fairly safe here anyway. I was never mugged or anything here yet anyway, but I think Cork is a fairly safe place. The odd mugging or assault, that happens sometimes, alright.
When it comes to hate crimes or violence on nights out, that's when I'd feel very unsafe. For example, I could go out before on my own and meet up with my friends. I would now choose to go with the group. If there was ever violence, I'd go the opposite way because it's starting to escalate a lot in Cork, and especially towards marginalised groups like trans people or drag queens, which was on Halloween with the two drag queens being beat up just down the street there.
So yeah. Do you feel safe?
It's very much like a hate crime situation. You would be scared kind of walking by yourself on the streets, especially when it is like the nightlife in Cork. It's very like boisterous and stuff. So yeah, no, I don't think I would.
The robbing situation, yeah, there's a lot of people robbing, yeah.
Why is there lots of people robbing?
Drugs, I would say, mainly just to get money for drugs.
They could be broke or kleptomaniacs.
I don't feel safe in Cork. They might be hungry, like. You might be hungry, never know. I'm homeless. They might be hungry, like.
And how long have you been homeless?
My whole life homeless.
And how old are you?
33.
So you've been in and out of accommodation all your life?
I'm a life. I used to stay with an aunt here, or a cousin here, or a nan there. That was all I ever had.
I prefer to come to town in the morning time because I feel it is more natural and safer on the streets in the morning.
So you feel it's fresher, it's safer, it's more natural in the mornings in Cork City.
Yes, I do. And I feel that, you know, a lot, there's an awful lot of hanging around in the afternoon, and we have a problem with people who are abusing substances in the city. And I can see that there's an awful lot of open dealing goes on in the city, particularly from, we'll say, 12 o'clock on. So that's why I come in early and then I go home early.
The place has gotten a bit more dodgier. A lot of thieves around, more homeless.
There's not really any shoplifting in the shop where I work.
And what does the shop sell?
Picture frames.
So that there isn't a market for picture frames on the black market anyway?
No.
Can you understand why so many people do shoplift?
Yes. When you look at like the state of the economy, like whenever the economy is getting bad or like times are tough with like money and the cost of living crisis, like there is like always an increase in crime rates. So
you're originally an Enniscorthy Wexford man. You've been in Cork, is it 40 years?
40 years, yes, 40 years. I feel very happy here. I feel very home here. And I would recommend anybody to come to Cork, even to visit it or even to buy here. It's a safe enough place, so it is, to live.
Hi, my name is Michael MacDonald from the Wine Buff on 78 Oliver Plunkett Street here in the centre of Cork City.
So when they come in, do you greet them so that way they know that they're being watched?
Yeah, well, when people come in, we always say hello and we build up a rapport with them and ask them how we can serve them and how we can help them in the shop. You know, so maybe it's just a change in society and people's attitude about they're getting something for nothing, you know. But then again, maybe people are really struggling and they need to go and steal from shops. You know. It made a big difference this December. They had a large guard presence on the streets. And they're still here.
And today, yeah, they're on all the major street corners.
Yeah, and it's been like that now for the last 6 weeks, and it makes a huge difference in the city. I think Cork has always been safe, but it just gives people a feeling that it's safer to come into the city. It's a perception.
Like, I'm happy enough here. I feel safe enough, but like definitely not in the evening times. Like,
not in the evening?
No, but I think that's just being a woman. I think most women feel that way. I think when the second it gets dark, I'm constantly like looking behind me, and if there is someone walking behind me, I would tend to either let them pass me or, you know, cross the street, but I think that's just the norm. I guess it's just, you just feel a little bit more vulnerable in the dark, you know, maybe it's a little bit quieter around the place. There's not to say, like, I wouldn't have my earphones on loud if I was going for a run during the day either, but, you know, I wouldn't have them on at all in the evening times, you know, so I think it's just, you just feel a bit more vulnerable in the evening.
I definitely know that there is stories of things getting broken into. There's a lot more unsafety around the city, yeah. So I'd be far less comfortable with Aoife going into town on her own or going for a walk on her own, just because you hear so much bad stuff happening these days.
What do you think of Cork City?
Oh, it's lovely. Gorgeous.
Well, I'm born and bred here.
Born and bred?
Bred. But,
and I'm a blowing.
And where are you from?
Dublin.
And how many years have you been here?
43.
And do you miss Dublin?
No.
Not at all? And why does Cork mean so much to
it's
you?
It's just so easy going.
Do you feel safe in Cork?
Yes, because we don't come into town like at night.
A lot of people say, especially at night time, people are scared of coming into the city centre. During the daytime, you certainly get shoplifting. I don't think as much as, for example, in central Dublin, you know. But certainly there is a background, there is a sort of a people being on their guard about people out there.
So you feel there's an edge?
There's an edge, definitely, no doubt about it.
I mean, I grew up around London, so it's around the areas I've kind of hung around is a bit rougher, but I do think there's some areas of Cork that I would feel less safe in. With regards to what I think drives up shoplifting, I guess poverty, and I guess people in desperate situations, whether they've fallen through the cracks of the system, whether it be addiction, through trauma that's gone kind of unattended to.
It used to be a safe place before, but now it's had gone absolutely crazy. In the last 5 years now, I've never seen so many trouble around the streets as I do now.
So you've seen quite a lot of antisocial behaviour in Cork City?
Yeah, I do, yeah. And it's kind of bad because it was once a lovely city, like, and I'm always a pro Cork man, like, but to see what's happening on the streets now today is just not good at all. Like. I know it's always the wrong thing, but if people are in dire situations to do anything to survive, they will have to do it. Like.
So if people are in dire situations, they perhaps might not pay for a good in a shop. They might walk out with it without paying.
They will, yeah. That's exactly what they will do, yeah. All through the years, though, some of my friends already did and so kind of went down a dark road, you know, but
I feel safe in Cork, but then I don't come into Cork that often. I do see a change in the city. But in the main, I feel safe. I do understand why some people might pickpocket. I think there's a lot of poverty, sadly. I think there's a drug problem and people are trying to get money for drugs. I do understand it. I don't think it's right, but I do understand. I feel sorry for the victims of pickpocketing. It's never happened to me here. It happened to me in London. I do notice a much bigger police presence in the city now.
As a sickle boy, I don't feel safe to a point. When I have money, late on a Friday, or late on a Saturday, or even now, I have to get that money into the bank, because if I don't, I'm knifed.
So you're the last Echo boy, you're selling the Echo, and you feel you've got to get that cash at the end of the day, somewhere safe, so you're not attacked.
Yeah. That's Echo!
Well, David Hogan, stay safe.
Yeah.
The last paperboy, David Hogan, selling the Echo newspaper, chatting to Henry McKean on the streets of Cork.
The Pat Kenny Show.
With Aviva Insurance.
Weekdays at 9 a.m. on News Talk.
Weight Watchers now offers access to affordable GLP-1s.
Weight Watchers has everything I need, from weight loss medications to nutrition support and help with my side effects.
With our program, our members are losing more weight with expert nutrition and side effect support.
Weight Watchers prescribing GLP-1 medications, it's been life-changing.
Better results, expert support, lose more weight, make it last. Get started today for as low as $25 at weightwatchers.com.